You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Don't you just love trade season? We get this fantastic quote from Andre Drummond. This is via Rod Beard of the Detroit News. Quote, "I'm a grown man. I can change my profile if I want to. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. If I want to change my profile picture, I can. If y'all want to speculate about that, by all means, go for it." End quote. Isn't 2017 a fantastic time? Yeah, Drummond might have changed up his profile a little bit. I'll be honest, I don't know what his profile used to look like. I'm looking at it right now. Pictures of him wearing a Pistons jersey on the court at the Palace, it looks like. In his bio for his location has New York, Connecticut, Detroit. Yeah, it does not say the word Pistons. The background isn't Pistons. But this really seems like much ado about nothing. Maybe Drummond's having a little fun with it, doing it this time of year. Maybe. I definitely believe the eyes tweet following the lead of Isaiah Thomas. I believe that was just to get people going. I think that was him trolling a little bit, having some fun with it. Changing his Twitter profile. I don't know. They're on the All-Star break. He might be a little bored. Rest of the year, rest of the season at least, he's practicing, he's playing in games, he's traveling, there's a lot more going on. Might have just had a few down minutes. When do you change your Twitter profile picture? When do you change your Twitter background? Probably when you're a little less busy at work. That's all. I don't think there's anything to that. However, I do think there might be something to this. And this is from Mark Stein of ESPN. He tweeted earlier today, talking about Andre Drummond. Stein's tweet, quote, "Hearing more and more teams say today they believe Detroit will not, all caps, not discourage trade inquiries for center Andre Drummond this week," end quote. Yeah, why would you? Why would you discourage trade inquiries? Oh, some other team wants to give you assets for something you have? Are you too good to listen? Are you too good to hear it out? Maybe in a different environment, you want to have your franchise player, you want him to feel secure. But I don't think that's the situation in Detroit. Van Gundy has already said publicly, they'll have talks on anybody. They'll talk about any player on the roster. No player is untradeable. Not on the Pistons, and in Van Gundy's eyes, not in the league. I don't think that's actually true. I think there are some players with their place on the team that it is impossible to put together a trade package where they would be dealt. I think it is impossible to trade for LeBron James. I don't think there's anything any team could do. All their assets, four future round pick, first round picks, three pick swaps in the years between, all their good players. I don't think there's anything they could do to trade for LeBron James. I think that's probably true for Steph Curry. Probably true for Kevin Durant. Although if the Warriors said, hey, we'll offer you LeBron and whatever first round picks we have left, and Kyrie and Kevin Love, if they could squeeze it with the salary going back for KD, would the Warriors say no? So maybe Kevin Durant doesn't belong on that list. I thought, until he got traded, that DeMarcus Cousins belonged on that list, just because I thought the owner, illogically, would refuse to trade him for anything. And maybe that was true at one point, but obviously he's not on that list because he got traded. Not many guys like that. None in Detroit. Van Gundy's been very clear about that. So the Pistons not dissuading Andre Drummond trade offers at face value doesn't mean much. It means something. What it means is that they are not so set on him that they're going to be stubborn. But Van Gundy, I think, would like to believe they'd never be that stubborn. Maybe they would if they were playing better. If Drummond, if his path forward had been very linear and upward, maybe the Pistons would have been more stubborn. But as is, no, they're not going to be stubborn. They'll listen to offers. I think it's going to be very hard to get something that they would take. It's hard to trade a player of that magnitude. Several years left on his contract, just 23 already. A borderline all-star, made it last year, didn't make it this year. But he'll be a borderline all-star for a while. unless he takes that leap forward. He's not going to fall back from being a borderline all-star. He'll be at least in the mix every year. It's hard to assemble a trade package for a guy like that. A lot of moving pieces because you have to match his salary. So unless it's a star-for-star trade with another highly paid player, you've got to aggregate a bunch of players, and that requires the Pistons to like those players. And maybe you can do a little bit with filler, but if you're getting up to Drummond's value, it's going to have to be a team with multiple players probably that the Pistons like. It's just tough to maneuver, tough to navigate. But the Pistons will want to know what's out there, what's available. And so, of course, they're going to listen to these offers. Now, is there a subtext to that tweet? Is there the idea that the Pistons are maybe not shopping Drummond quite, but telling teams, look it, we really want to hear what you have to say on this. We want to hear your trade offers. Is there more to it like that? I think there's a decent chance. I don't want to compare Drummond to DeMarcus Cousins because there's so much more going on with DeMarcus Cousins. But the general idea that you have to know when to trade a player. Drummond is still young, very talented, very good. But he has not made that leap forward. He is not amazingly better than he was his rookie year. He's made some strides in some ways, maybe taken some step backs in other ways, especially in terms of efficiency as he's tried to expand his offensive game. It hasn't all come together in the significantly better player. You have to know when to trade a player. The step one to that, and this could be all this is about, is you have to understand what the market is. You have to understand what other teams are willing to offer. So you've got to talk to other teams. You have to have these conversations. You have to maybe even hint that you're more serious than you actually are to draw out what the real offers are from other teams. That the other team isn't just trying to take a flyer and see what it can do. And to do that, you might have to seem more serious than you are, but you actually might be serious. You might become serious when you hear the offers. At some point, the Pistons have to decide whether they can grow with Drummond and Drummond can grow with them. There has to be more progress. And if not, you've got to try and unload him before everybody else in the league figures out the same thing. That he might be closer to his ceiling than you want to believe. So you have to have these conversations. You have to talk about it. You have to discover what's out there. I don't think the Pistons are going to trade Andre Drummond. But when you keep hearing these murmurs, these rumors, it's hard to completely ignore it. The one other big trade name, of course we're going to talk about Reggie Jackson. Of course we're going to talk about Reggie Jackson. On the True Hoop TV podcast, Brian Windhorst of ESPN, another very plugged in, very credible reporter, said his sense was he thinks the Pistons are very motivated to trade Reggie Jackson and trade him by Thursday. Will they trade him? Windhorst didn't go that far. He didn't say that. All he said was he believes the Pistons are very motivated to trade Reggie Jackson. And I believe that. I think that is true. However, and here's the big however, I also believe the Pistons value Reggie Jackson more highly than maybe any, but at least almost any team in the league. When Reggie Jackson came up for a trade with the Thunder, the Pistons sent out the best package. When Jackson became a free agent, the Pistons signed him to the biggest contract. And that last one, yeah, that's a little tricky because he was a restricted free agent. And so maybe some other teams would have offered more in the open market, but I don't think so. The Pistons paid him a nice amount. It seemed like they value him the most. Now, circumstances change. Some teams might have a different point guard situation now and value him more now. The Pistons have probably soured on him a little bit, just how this year has gone. But it's hard to go from being the team that values him the most and then just in a year or two valuing him less. That's only step one, though. Then you have to find another team that values him more and has the right trade pieces that match what you want. Or have trade pieces that you value more than that other team does. But that's tricky. There's a natural equilibrium. Players gravitate toward the teams that value them the most. That's why Reggie Jackson plays for the Pistons. That's why a lot of other players play for their other teams. Circumstances change, so there's always player movement. But everybody gravitates toward the team that values them the most. And I think the Pistons value Reggie Jackson more than other teams. That's going to make actually reaching a trade very hard. But I can believe they're motivated. It's not really working out with him this year. I think, though, they're also going to have the patience not to sell low. Even though they want to move him, I think their desire not to sell low will be stronger than that. I don't think they'll get the bigger offer. Again, just like with Drummond, I'd become less and less shocked with the trade. There was a point where it really seemed like Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond were going to be the core two pieces the Pistons build around going forward. That Marcus Morris and Tobias Harris were going to be nice supporting pieces. That KCP could work himself up there. It's changing a little bit. There is more of an openness to do something else, to break something up, because the Pistons' advantage of the season was supposed to be their chemistry. It was supposed to be their continuity. They brought back their core, a core that was pretty good together last year. They upgraded at a couple key spots, John Luehr and Ish Smith. It's not working. It's not this overwhelming step forward that we thought it would be, where it'd be just a clear upward track. It has been a step back this year. So the Pistons have to look at their options. I don't know if there's anything concrete yet. I don't know if they'll become anything concrete, but they've got to look for now. So we'll have our eye on them as they're looking around. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.